A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities. The strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier.
Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
By the way, do we have Howie Carr?
He's around here someplace. Where's Howie? Where is Howie?
You know Howie Carr?
Howie, where the hell are you? The legendary Howie. He's got that radio going.
We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
He's a good guy, isn't he, though?
It's Howie Carr.
All right. Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I forgot to mention one thing. Turtle Boy tweeted this out. I hadn't seen it either. Remember Rachel Rollins? She was the DA for Suffolk County, Boston, and then she became the U.S. attorney as a DEI, check-the-box U.S. attorney briefly. And then she tried to basically rig the Suffolk County DA's race, the primary, and she was ousted, even by Merrick Garland and Joe Biden's Justice Department. It was unsustainable for her to remain in office after she was caught up in that scandal. And now she's gone. She's got some, she's in exile working at Roxbury Community College. And the first time she was involved in a scandal was when she had a road rage incident at the South Bay Mall at Christmas Eve, I think 2021, something like that, somewhere in there. And Turtle Boy reported on it, and he confronted her on this show. It was a very interesting show, as I remember it, and it really made her look bad. And I got the feeling he wasn't real popular with Rachel Rollins. But you know what she tweeted out after the verdict came in? This is amazing. Rachel Rollins, without Turtle Boy, how does anyone know or care about the KR trial? His relentless reporting, in the face of repeatedly being told by law enforcement that he was wrong and that there was nothing to see here, cracked this case wide open. That should not be lost in all of the reporting. And he tweeted it out today, retweeted it. I can't believe I'm seeing this just now and didn't have it on my bingo card at all, but Rachel Rollins just made a post publicly thanking me for my relentless reporting. It is pretty amazing. I wouldn't have expected it either. All right, time now for the chump line.
Donald Trump deported a handful of bunker busters.
I guess they're saying Iran shot 14 missiles at Qatar, just like we had 14 bunker busters, 12 at Fordo and 2 at the other place. So it was almost like it was a symbolic act. I hope they did get it out of their system. And now that they've gotten it out of their system, they can just unconditionally surrender to civilization. They don't have to surrender to the great Satan and the little Satan. Just let them surrender just to anybody.
When Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth was asked why B-2 pilots dropped bunker buster bombs on Iran, he replied, "Boys will be boys."
Yeah, did you see that the New York Times was very offended when he said our boys and the bombers? Well, it could have been girls, you know. And again, I repeat my earlier question. Is that all you got? Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Lassiter Capital. They help investors like you, doctors, business owners, retirees, connect capital to wealth through private real estate investments that offer cash flow, equity, appreciation, and serious tax benefits. Go to investhowiecarr.com right now. That's investhowiecarr.com. And start building real wealth the real way. investhowiecarr.com.
Hey there, Howie. It's your favorite senator calling, Lindsey Graham. Well, I'll be. I done got a case of the vapors. I've been begging the last 5 presidents to bomb Iran, and finally President Trump listened to me. He loves me. He really loves me. John Bolton's coming over to celebrate tonight for a sleepover party. We gonna stay up late watching Gladiator movies. Liz Cheney wanted to come too, but as I always say, no girls allowed. Shazam!
I really took offense to that caller earlier saying you agree with Lindsey Graham. I didn't come here to be made sport of, seminar man, or whoever you were.
Bill Weld, Ted Kennedy, and Paul Pelosi say they're more familiar with what's known as Operation Midnight Hammer.
I almost thought about asking the producers to remake Wilson Pickett's Midnight Mover. I'm a midnight hammer. 339, surprised Rachel Rollins didn't get a DEI professorship like Pocahontas. Well, a little thing about not many people know that. Well, I guess most people, maybe a lot of people know it. Rachel Rollins, her father is an Irishman. Yes. So she's as Irish as I am, you know, but that's enough. That's enough. You're not getting into Harvard if you're half Irish.
Howie, the reason Donnie didn't tell Congress about the bombing is because Congress has more leaks than a submarine with a screen door.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, Jasmine Crockett said, hey, how come I didn't get a heads up? Right, right.
Yeah, Howie, that balloonhead running Iran over there, who does he remind you of? Take a guess. Lunchbox Joe. They're both open in dirt. I wonder if they both knew Corn Pop.
You know, I like the way he's hiding out in a bunker, and he doesn't use the internet anymore. He just uses couriers to take messages to people. What do the messages say? And by the way, if he wants to hide, he doesn't have to stay in the bunker. I got one way. He could become totally unrecognizable. Shave! Has anyone ever seen him without a beard? Just shave. You can walk down the street. You can walk down the street in Tel Aviv and no one will recognize you.
Even the damn Bill Maher has had it with The View and the garbage that Whoopi continues to spew. The show's a disgrace, but it has its place. It's proof to the clingers how the left hates you.
Yes, it is. I was just thinking of Dapper O'Neill's campaign for mayor in 67. He used to go down Tremont Street. The hippies would be hanging out on the common, all these long-haired guys. And he had the sound truck like he always had. And he had little bars of soap like from hotels. And he would like pull over to the side and start throwing the soap at the hippies, and they go, you birds, listen up. When I'm elected mayor, you're all getting a good bath and a shave.
Loving, what's the deal with these awful Massachusetts DAs? DA Michael Morrissey tried to get serious convictions last week, yet he only got an OUI. And 6 decades ago, DA student Gengis Carr tried to get into serious colleges, but only got into UNC.
I don't quite get how that follows one from another. And I did get into Brown University. I'm still looking for my postcard.
B. 2. Bingo.
Very good. Brevity is the soul of wit.
Trump put the taco nickname to bed by dropping a grande burrito.
Yeah. You know, when I saw that old tweet from Schumer calling him Taco Trump, I couldn't even remember what Taco stood for. That one really never caught on anyway, and now it's in the dustbin of bad comedy history.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Every weekday, the Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your messages. We may or may not play them at this time every weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every evening, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's posted around 7 p.m. every weeknight, and you can get Chop Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day where we put the messages we didn't have room or time for right now, at wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Lassiter Capital. They help investors like you. Doctors, business owners, retirees connect capital to wealth through private real estate investments that offer cash flow, equity, appreciation, and serious tax benefits. Go to investhowiecarr.com right now. That's investhowiecarr.com and start building real wealth the right way.
B, two, bingo.
I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Matt, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
And you can vote in the poll question by going to HowieCarrShow.com. Should the U.S. bomb Iran again for the attack on our military base in Qatar today? Yes, no, or let's wait to see if it was a symbolic face-saving response.
It turns out it was a symbolic face-saving response, but I'm still going to say yes.
Yes has 39%, no has 13%, and a face-saving response has 48%.
All right, 844-500-4242. 207 says he could shave, but he'd have to shed that bandage wrap on his head as well. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But if he shaved, yeah, he'd have to take off the turban, I guess. 844-500-4242. Let's take a couple of calls. We have a very heartwarming decision from the U.S. Supreme Court to tell you about. It's going to be very disappointing to a lot of newcomers to our land in the gateway cities. I'll give you a tease. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie, over the weekend, I listened to LV Cops TV. They had retired sergeant from Canton, Peter Murphy.
Yes.
He said he spoke with the FBI and that the investigation is still open. Have you gotten him on your show at all?
No, I haven't had him on the show. Maybe I should get him on the show. I mean, I noticed that he specifically mentioned that the FBI, he said, the closed federal investigation. This is Hank Brennan. And, you know, sometimes you say things, Peter, that just because you hope that they're true. You know what I mean? And Alan Jackson said to me when I interviewed him on Thursday, he said he'd never heard of the FBI announcing that an investigation was closed. And you know what? Neither have I. And I don't think anybody ever has. And yet, you know, they're just pretending that this investigation is all over. And, you know, I think that I'm pretty sure that Bob Alessi, he said on the show just a couple of hours ago, you know, if somebody subpoenas him for all of his research and his documentation, he will be glad to comply with the law and turn it over.
Are you saying Hank Brennan doesn't tell the truth?
Let me just read it one more time. Neither the closed federal investigation nor my independent review led me to identify any other possible suspect or person responsible for the death of John O'Keefe. That really puzzles me, Peter, because, you know, that trial went on for basically 2 months, and he didn't produce any evidence. He produced no witnesses that identified anybody or any evidence that said that Karen Reed struck him with the car. Mm-hmm. Nothing. So yeah, what happened to him? He apparently died. It was death by misadventure, as the Brits say. But so what happened? He can't tell us that. And of course he's not announcing this from a podium at a press conference. He's just sending out a statement. You know, he just put it in a bottle and threw it onto the steps of Court TV, and we're supposed to take his word for it. Thanks for the call, Peter. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, hi. How are you? How's it going?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say two things, okay? Fetterman sounds like he's a hawk out of the Republican Party. Maybe a person that has a clear mind as to who the opponents are and who the enemy is to the United States. Certainly understanding that Iran is the brain trust and the proxies are being supplied money, Hamas and all of the rest of the dangerous people in the Middle East. And finally, someone is actually putting AOC in his pocket and telling her that she's just blowing wind. And someone in that party is actually showing me that they have an interest in defending the United States and defending peace in the world. How can it be that only one person out of that entire party has his head on his shoulders? Okay,
it's a cult, Tony. We've talked about this. He's not a dissident. As far as the Democrats are concerned, he's an apostate. You know, I mean, that's what they call you. He's an infidel in the Democrat Party, Tony.
But he's like a normal person.
That's what I mean. It's the same. Being a normal person, apostate those are synonyms in the when you're describing the Democrat Party. They've all lost their minds. And by the way, every time AOC comes out and you know, says Trump should be impeached 5 minutes after the successful bombing of the nuclear facilities in Iran, She moves even further ahead of Chuck Schumer in these early polls for the Senate primary in New York State in 2026. She's already like 15 points ahead of him.
This is called non compos mentis. She is non compos mentis. She is not normal. She is the one that's leading us into an abyss. And, you know, this sounds like the Democratic Party is trying to self-destroy itself because it's so out, Howie, into the market.
Into the nether regions. We'll see what happens in New York City tomorrow. I predict that the Africana studies major from Bowdoin, who was born in Uganda, I predict he defeats Cuomo. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
Some boob federal judge in Boston, I believe it was Brian Murphy. He's one of the boobier of the boob judges. But he ruled that the administration couldn't deport migrants, also known as illegal aliens, to countries other than their home nations. Well, that ruling by whatever boob judge it was overturned today by the Supreme Court on a 6-3 vote, and you only get one guess at who the three justices who disagreed with the majority were. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that the Trump administration may resume deporting illegal aliens to countries other than their home nations with limited notice. In a 6-3 decision that broke down along ideological lines, the justices stayed a late April ruling by a Boston federal judge that temporarily stymied the rapid deportation effort. Because why do you want to get criminals out of the country? Criminals on welfare. The conservative majority that did not provide a rationale for their ruling, but liberal justice Sonia Sotomayor penned a scathing dissent, joined by fellow liberals Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson. By the way, did you see that Ketanji Brown Jackson received $3 million for her memoirs? $3 million. The memoir is called Lovely One. Jackson's financial disclosure for this year indicated Penguin Random House paid her $2,068,000 book advance in 2024. The company also provided reimbursements for transportation, food, and lodging to promote her book at events across the country. Lovely One is the title. Lovely One. It references her West Indian African birth name's meaning. Oh, I was always wondering why her name was Ketanji. So they paid her an $893,000 book advance in 2023 before the $2,068,000 book advance last year. So she got $3 million. How many copies has it sold, by the way? 844-500-4242, but I digress. Let's get back to the ruling by the Supreme Court. In matters of life and death, it is best to proceed with caution, Sotomayor wrote. I agree. You get the more of these illegal aliens you get out of the country, the fewer Americans will have to deal with the issue of life and death, namely being murdered or run over by drunk drivers or being sold illegal deadly drugs. In this case, the government took the opposite approach. I beg to disagree, wise Latino woman. This court now intervenes to grant the government emergency relief from an order it has repeatedly defied. I cannot so join in so gross an abuse of the court's equitable discretion, unquote. But of course, she was in favor of letting the government excuse lawfully, legally contracted obligations, i.e. debts, by filthy student hippie protesters who got big time free money from the government and then didn't want to pay it back. She was okay with that. She was okay with the Biden administration not enforcing any immigration laws for 4 years. But now she's a strict constructionist. 844-500-4242. Do you think Otto Penn wrote Lovely One? I'll tell you one thing, Ketanji Brown didn't write it, but it doesn't really matter because nobody's going to read it anyway. How come these people can get $3 million? And I never got anywhere near that. I guess you knew that. I never got a fraction of $3 million for any of my books. And some of them have sold pretty well. And I've made money off of all of them. I tell you, Penguin Random House ain't making its $3 million back for Ketanji Jackson Brown. I guarantee you that. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, Howie, two things quick. First of all, you keep asking for proof that the SUV hit O'Keefe. How did the small pieces of the taillight end up in his clothing?
They were planted there, Bill, obviously.
With what, tweezers?
I don't know what they used, but, his clothing, there's no chain of custody for the clothing, Bill. Do you understand that? It was in Proctor's car for months. You have to have an official chain of custody for any evidence. And it's even more important that in a capital case like this.
Really? Okay.
How come there were no bones broken, Bill? How come there were no bones broken? How come there's no bruises on his body? Did the nine cuts in the hoodie or whatever he was wearing? How did he get 36 bite marks? Did the nine pieces of taillight make 36 cuts in his arm, Bill?
Howie, how much of a coincidence that the where the supposed dog bites are line up perfectly with the taillight? How come they weren't on his feet or
right.
his face or his hand?
Right. Bill, are you calling from the waterfall or from the hillside?
Howie, real quick, the turtle boy, good guy. Okay, I got a new one for him, the Dublin Double Dipper.
See you later, Bill. 844-500-4242. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hi, good afternoon, Howie. I support what President Trump did by attacking Iran. However, I find it disturbing. There's a lot of stories I'm reading this afternoon that they knew we were coming, and a lot of that uranium has been moved.
Yeah, you know,
what do you have to say about that?
I'm very disturbed by that. I'm now seeing these surveillance pictures of these trucks lined up at the Fordo nuclear enrichment plant. I hadn't seen them until today. Had you?
I just read them online and saw some pictures.
Yeah,
but it's how did they know we were coming, or the United States was coming to assist them to do their attack?
Well, I mean, we said that we were going to attack, that they had 14 days. So they knew that Trump was threatening, and then the Democrats were saying he was Taco Trump and he wasn't going to do anything. So they had a heads up. But you know, I would have thought that the Israelis seemed to have that country pretty well surveilled. You know, and I'm surprised they let the Israelis let the trucks get out of there. Or, you know, I don't know. I don't know how to explain those photos of those trucks. They're huge. There's lines of trucks at the facility. You know, I guess at the entrance before you go underground. And you're right, Phil. I'm concerned about that as well. Thank you. 844-500-4242. 919, this book stuff is out of control. Just about everyone on Fox News is trying to sell you their book. You know, the thing is, if they want to, you know, get a book contract, and you get money that is reasonable, and that, you know, you have a chance of making it back, and everybody, the publisher and the author, make a profit, That's one thing. But I mean, how is a book by Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is pretty dumb? Let's be honest about it. You've read her opinions. You've listened to her in the Supreme Court when they have the audio. She's not very bright, and she's certainly not a legal scholar, despite what NPR will tell you. So I mean, who's buying that book? I mean, it's just, they might as well call it DEI Justice. Because that's what she is. She's a DEI justice. She's the Claudine Gay of the Supreme Court. And, you know, no one's buying that book. Just like no one was buying the biography of Jill Biden, for instance. 844-500-4242. 774. The trucks were bringing dirt to fill the tunnel entrances. Very difficult to move the uranium. Too dangerous. I hope you're right. I hope that's that's what it was. And then if that was the case, the Israelis, I don't think, would have been bothered bombing the trucks as they were going in if they were full of dirt, especially if you think the U.S. is coming in with the bunker busters later on. And it's very difficult to move the uranium. Too dangerous. Yeah, it would. You know what? It would be dangerous. Can you imagine if one of them got hit with a bomb? I mean, it would. 844-500-4242. They said nuclear material was not moved. I hope they're right. 617. Has the waterfall been filled with rubber duckies? You know what I would like to see filled with rubber duckies? You know, the border of Norfolk County is the Charles River and the Neponset River. I would like to see flotillas of rubber duckies floating down both streams. Lindy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lindy.
Hey, Howie, this is Lindy. I just wanted to say, I want to give a shout out to our great president, and you know his mind probably better than I do, but he made this decision at some time ago, and the two-week deal was a smokescreen. Not only that, but they sent decoy plays all over the place,
right.
You know, and
planes
and
coming
our,
from the other direction.
Our Massachusetts Democrats here, they're all nuts, you know. We got Mr. Frosty and the fake Indian and Richie the Skunk Neal and all those people. They're trying to say, oh, he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. But I'll tell you, he did it, and he made his decision. I think, like you probably think, Harry, how he made the thing a long time ago. And the two-week deal was a smokescreen, so...
I really believed it. I thought he was going to give him another 2 weeks, you know, because he doesn't believe in forever wars. He gave him 60 days, and Israel hit him on the 61st day. So I tell you, I really believed him. But, you know, another one that, you know, is ripping Trump for attacking Iran is Steve Lynch. And I played his cut earlier in the day. I'll play it again. It's kind of good. This is Steve Lynch was when he was a young man in his 20s. He was a steel worker, an iron worker in Boston. And he was walking across City Hall Plaza for lunch. And he saw the Iranians after they took the embassy in Tehran in 1979. They were having a big demonstration. They were getting ready to burn an American flag. They were real jerks. And so Representative Lynch, who's now a big, he wants to appease Iran, and he's shocked that any Iranians would be attacked. This is what he did in 1979 when he was walking across City Hall Plaza, Cut 13.
Okay, so I'm meeting someone for lunch, and I'm walking across government,
right?
Actually, yes. Walking across Government Center, and there is a big group of Iranians students protesting, saying "U.S. out of Iran." We were trying to get out, but they had us hostage. So at one point, as I'm walking across, one of the young fellows pulled out an American flag out of the backpack, and nothing good was going to happen at that point. So I went over and said, "I need to have that flag." And then about six of them said, "No, you don't." And so we get into it. It wasn't much of a fight. It was really like a pileup. But the police didn't see it that way. And so they came in and basically pulled me out and arrested about six or seven of them and arrested me. And we went to court. And I explained that, well, they were saying I attacked them. And I said they attacked me, and the judges said, "Look, there's six of you, one of him. We're gonna just rule in his favor." And
1979. That was when Democrats still talked like real Americans, like normal Americans. It's been a long time, hasn't it? 844-500-4242. Instead of a duck parade, let's have a rubber ducky parade to celebrate Freed Karen Reed, 774. That is a good idea. I don't know of any giant rubber duckies, though. Who could fit in it? I've never seen a rubber ducky that big. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Moby Dix and Wellfleet. For 40 years and counting, they continue to provide the freshest oysters, fried fish, and lobster salad. Online at mobys.com.
Howie Carr is back.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
That's Bob Alessi, who we interviewed earlier today. That's going on to the loop. We need that one to stay around for a while. What could be more egregious? 844-500-4242-339. Mossad knows all about where the Iranian above-ground trucks went. If they were just bringing dirt in, That explains all the dust around the scene and the after photos. They have before and after satellite photos. Michael, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? Listen, I just wanted to go back to this Taji Brown book thing real quick.
Yes.
What in God's name could be so good in that book that a company would pay this woman, this liberal woman, $3 million for? Do you know anything even about this book?
No, I didn't even know it was coming out. I don't pay any attention to, like, the New York Times book review anymore. But apparently someone just sent me Sotomayor, the second of the three Macbeth's witches on the Supreme Court. She got a $3 million advance for her quote-unquote memoirs. And she got further advances for children's books from Penguin Random House, same company that's paying off Jackson. And she did not recuse herself from any cases involving Penguin Random House. You know, Michael, there's only about five real publishers left in the country. I mean, five major big publishers. You know, there's little specialty publishers, but the big guys, there's only about five left. So, you know, you have a Supreme Court justice or two in your back pocket. You got an ace in the hole if there's ever an antitrust suit against you.
I thought she also, Howie, got in trouble. Wasn't I remember listening to your show a couple of weeks ago, and she was getting in trouble for some kind of a fraud with her. She owns some apartments and saying she was living in one state when she was actually
Another. That's Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York State. She's the Attorney General, but she signed a legal document under pains and penalties of perjury saying she was illegally domiciled in Virginia. She's jammed up. Thanks for the call, Michael. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, Congressman Lynch blaming Trump is unbelievable. His support of Joe Biden holding the door open for Iranian terrorists to come across our border. He better be praying every night nothing happens to the city of Boston for Iranian terrorists, because they're endangered people in Massachusetts. And I'm glad this whole case of Karen Reed is being exposed, Howie, because it's showing the corruption and the what's going on here. It's a disgrace. That guy Bill's a clown. Just the butt dials alone, and Jen McCabe texting or Googling at 2:30 in the morning how long someone to die, and then at 6:30 in the morning.
I know. So some people, I think in Bill's case, I don't think he likes Karen Reed for whatever reason. You shouldn't railroad anybody if they didn't do it, Bill. I'm Howie Carr.